As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Steve Summers joins me now, who has been with us forever. And listen to his fan base who is here.
Booing.
They don't boo
They've
you.
They've heard my work.
They don't boo you.
No, they're booing.
Boo you. Are you kidding?
They've heard my
word. The legendary Steve Summers.
Legendary, in my own mind.
That's it. And you broke out a new shirt for the occasion. Black, I knew it would have black in it. I knew that.
Of course.
Absolutely.
This shirt is...
You have just wasted away to nothing now. I mean, that is it. Steve and I chat every day because he's on after me, so I always see him in the hall. So we always chat. We have been chatting only for 30 years, so that's true. Nice. So he and I see each other a lot, you know, since he decided to give up that overnight job of his. What was your last year on the overnight?
95. Yeah, 87 to 95.
Tell me when. Now, you were an established guy in the business when you came to the Fan.
Yeah.
Tell me what brought you to the Fan.
Well,
where were you, in Atlanta at the time?
The last job I had was the Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, okay.
And before that was Atlanta.
All right.
Yeah, I was out of work for 2.5 years.
You were?
Yeah, I was working part-time.
And you had done more TV than radio, right?
Yeah, it had been, it's like a different lifetime ago.
Right.
Did 17 years of television.
Right.
So, and wanted to, the dream and the goal and the destination was to do New York.
Right.
That was it, to fail or not.
So how'd you hook up to the Fan?
Well, the agent I had, a guy by the name of Steve Porcelli from St.
Right.
John's, by the way.
Okay.
And from here, of course. And he sent a videotape when he heard that this all-sports radio station was starting. So to make a long story longer as I can do, they hired me off a videotape. And I believe I was the last hire because, as you know, they didn't know what to do overnight. They wanted to do 24 hours.
Right.
Whether that was going to be repeating during daytime programming, having syndicated programming, or having a live person there overnight under the covers, as I was throwing out all the time. So we begged them, and we actually paid them.
No, we paid you a king's ransom to get you the car, as we know. And you did... Did a long time overnight.
9 years. Right.
And then came into the light of day.
Yeah, midday.
Yes, and was on before me. I used to see you every morning. You were such a cheery sort at 10 o'clock in the morning.
At the end of the 5 years working midday wasn't so cheery.
No. You know, because you guys were killing each other.
Well, yeah, my job description was interrupt him.
D- dog and I used to go in there and have to duck to get in there at 1 o'clock. You guys were throwing stuff at each other.
I always
talked about dog and I. We were loved. We were the love couple compared to you two.
I always said that working with him was like working with a member of the Manson family.
Yeah, you guys, to say the least, had a little trouble. Right? To say the least. Now, you did how many years did you did?
Five.
You did five with Russ or five overall?
Five with him. He did two.
Right.
Before me.
And then you did
by
five
himself.
With him.
And then
right.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. And I wanted to stay overnight. I mean,
oh, you did?
I did because I was happy doing it.
Who moved you?
And it was fun. Oh, no. Well, the idea was.
I mean, who moved it? Who was the program director? Who moved you?
It was Mark.
It was Mark?
Yeah,
okay.
It was Mark and Joel Hollander.
And Steve is an original. He's been there forever. He's been there from the beginning.
Yeah.
Has obviously a tremendous following and has been there and will be there probably. You know, you'll be like a prehistoric animal. You'll be there forever. That's basically 100 years.
People,
then,
people know I was born in
100
Jurassic.
Years, you'll still be there.
So will you.
I'll believe it when I see it when he goes. A couple more months. Maybe you'll be taking my slot.
Yeah, right.
You can slip right in.
I have said to you at work, at the station, I'll believe it when I see it.
And you'll see it. I promise you. I've been telling you. You still don't believe me. There's a lot of people don't, but I'm telling you. December 15th.
You're the franchise, and you have to come back. Well, you know you are.
Stop.
That's it.
Stop. I think you have been absolutely an incredibly integral part of the station forever. You have been, I'm serious. You have been there from the beginning. You have been on the entire time. There's only a couple people who could say that.
Well,
myself, you, a couple
right.
of people who've been on the whole
as
time.
As the host.
As a host, me and you, that's it.
Yeah.
For the whole time.
Yeah.
And you have obviously had a great career there. There's no question.
Well,
a tremendous career.
You want to be good, but you have to be lucky, too.
You've had a wonderful career there. You know that.
Oh, yeah. No, of course.
And you know I always think you do a great job. I'm a big fan. Hey, listen, you know that. I've always been there for you.
One quick story, because you had Mike Breen on. Mm-hmm. And of course, 6 degrees of separation here in 1986, a year before WFAN.
Right.
WNBC here in New York had Jack Spector.
I remember him, Jack Spector, absolutely.
And he had passed away of a heart attack. So at the time, Brian Gumbel, I was working with him in Hollywood, and he mentioned to me, this is your thing.
Right.
And let me see if I can set up an audition for you.
Right.
And he did set up an audition for me, and I came a couple of days after the shuttle disaster. In January of 86, it was snowing here. I was just awed by being here. I'd been here a number of times before. But I was awed that I was getting this audition at 6:60 on the dial at WNBC. Now, a number of other guys also auditioning. The guy who eventually got the job was Dave Sims.
Yes.
A year later, he's working at the Fan.
With Mike Breen as his producer.
That's correct.
That's
the punchline. That's the 6 degrees of separation.
How unbelievable.
Now, you talk about careers.
Yes.
Where he was in 86, he was producing, I guess, for Jack Spector.
Yep.
And then he died, and then they ended up hiring Dave Sims. But look at Breen's career.
Absolutely.
Iron Eagle, my board op,
who look what he's become.
Oh,
Iron's had a great career.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And so have you.
Yeah, listen.
Had a wonderful run.
I was hoping I could last more than a year. I was renting.
Well, you lasted 30. You got another 30 in you.
Let me ask you something. Did you think... Did you think in the very beginning, even when you started with Mike with the dog, did you think it was going to be seriously as successful as it was? And did you think you were going to last 30 years with all that's said and done?
I didn't know what to expect with Mike and Amir Dog. Did not know what to expect. I thought that I could be successful doing it, but I didn't know how we would be successful doing it. And they didn't want to hear that. They didn't want.
Yeah.
So, but that's the way it was. That's how I thought. But and I think dogs thought the same way. I wondered about how it was going to work, and it took a while. It did take a while. But when the first book came out and it was so successful, I think it made us both just realize, hey, we were going to have to give this all our efforts
Sure.
and stop trying to end it just try to give into it. And I think we did that. And then, you know, the next book was even better, and the next book was even better, and then we were number one. And once we were number one, they gave us these long-term contracts, and then there was no issue. We were kind of tied at the hip. Next thing you know, we've been together 10 years, then you're together 20 years. And keeping teams together, as you know, is very hard. It's very hard, as you know, because, you know, you've never even met Steve's partner. He's been there 30 years. I mean, now the years you had a partner, you know it's tough. It can be tough.
Absolutely. But then obviously you're too real.
No, we actually had a lot of fun together. We really did. You know that. And I think the fans, you know, had really an amazing amount of people. I think it's amazing how many people actually have been there the whole time. It's actually remarkable how many there have been. There's a lot. There really are, behind the scenes in different roles. You and I are the only two that actually have had talk shows the entire time, which is amazing when you think about it. But we have for very long periods of time.
Well, I've said on the air and off the air, you want to be good, of course, every single day.
Yes.
But you have to be lucky, too, to last that long, because there are so many extenuating circumstances, and the business can be crazy and a little bit irrational.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and you're in New York, which makes it even tougher.
Right. There are just a few people, Paul Arzuman, who puts together the production pieces that we use, and from Eddie Scazzeri to Peter Hoffman to Paul Arzuman.
Yeah, you've knocked off about, what, 20 producers by now?
That's right. I'm tough to work with. Yeah,
you're harder than think I'm a tough guy. See, you're harder on the producers than I am.
But I go home with a headache if I stumble during a monologue. I mean, I'm my own worst critic. I'm hard on myself. And it keeps you going in a way, and so are you, too. You have a standard of excellence.
I try to be hard on my producer. You know, it's easier.
Well, but they know it's business. Yeah, but they know it's business and not personal. And then you can always make up. But the bottom line is, if you're not hard on yourself to some degree, it's a motivating thing, because you set a standard, you and the dog, and you are seriously the franchise of the radio station, and that's not just throwing a bouquet. You deserve...
You can throw a couple of bouquets.
That's right.
You can bring gifts.
But the bottom line is, you do set a standard of excellence. And let me ask you this. Did you ever run into, over the 30 years, any kind of a wall where it's like you said to yourself, I feel a little bit stale, I've got to reinvent myself a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, a couple times.
Yeah,
I think we did. I think what happens is that's where the two-man team is good, because you might not be in the same place at the same time. One person might pick up the other person. Maybe one person not feeling well, one person has got something going on outside of work, something going on in life gets in the way or whatever, and then the other person picks up the slack. I think that's what happens if you have a good team. That's what happens. I think that happens sometimes. And you do have to change. I mean, we all change. Our audience changes. I mean, we've all changed. You've done that. I mean, we know that. You know, you went from a all-black shirt to a shirt that has mostly black in it. You know?
All the black shirts.
We always tease him because every shirt he has is black. I mean, every shirt he has either black in it or black. He's never in you never see Steven like yellow or red. Never.
I don't even own them.
That's what I mean. So we know that. Right. Well, listen, thank you for it's
Thanks.
Great, and you
thank
deserve
you.
You deserve
Thanks
a great deal of
me.
Credit for you. Here they go.
Here's
Look at it.
Bruce.
They love you.
No, that's
they
Bruce. My name's not Bruce.
They love you.
My name
they
is
love
not
you.
Bruce.
They love you. They love you.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.